Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Patrick Comptus Photography Podcast. This is episode number 36 in the series, and today's question was brought to me by a person who is not a photographer and just simply asked the questions, why do you have the lenses that you use and why did you choose them? Great question for someone who is not a photographer, and they were knowledgeable to the point where they knew that there are a lot of different choices out there, and they just wondered why I chose the ones that I did. So that's a great question, and I thought I'd just do kind of a quick little podcast to give my two cents on that rather than do it in a blog post or something like that. So my particular areas of interest, and this is what led me to choose the lenses that I have, are aviation. My father loved aircraft and passed on a love of that to me, specifically military aviation and warbirds and things like that, as he grew up during the Great War, World War II, and knew a lot of those aircraft and would always make it a point to point those out to me and explain some of the nuances and things like that. So he passed that on to me, and I was smitten at that point with aviation and have been ever since. That's one of my passions. I also love being in the outdoors, and that naturally transitioned into a love for wildlife and also just the beauty that this world has to offer through landscapes. So those are the three particular genres that I shoot. Now, there are many other genres out there, as you know. There's wedding, architectural, food, and many, many, many more that, aren't listed here. But they all have a particular need for a specific type of lens to carry out their expertise. And let me start first with my love of aviation. So aviation is a very at times loud, but very exhilarating and exciting, adrenaline-filled type of photographic genre. And for me, there's basically three types that I shoot, air-to-air, air-to-ground, and then simply statics where they're parked and they don't go anywhere. So each of those for me requires a little bit of different lenses with some overlap, but not too much. So for the statics, the ones that are on the ground, I have a tendency to gravitate toward the 24 to 70. I can get much more of the portrait of the aircraft with the sky and things like that that it has to offer to help tell its story. So I really like that lens for that. For the air-to-air, I have a tendency right now to gravitate toward the 70 to 200 f/2.8. I like that lens for its sharpness at multiple apertures, but particularly wide open. And when you're trying to get a prop blur and you have a slower shutter speed and things, a lot of times that has to do with hand holding and things like that. But I do like that lens because it is a little bit heavier. It doesn't have a tendency to get buffeted in the wind and things like that if you're poking out and then the slipstream's coming by the aircraft on that. So I do like that lens for that particular style. And then the ground to air, there are many choices for this that would knock out absolutely beautiful images, but I gravitate toward the 400 4.5. It's lightweight. It's got a good long focal range, and I can add a teleconverter or stack them to get more reach if I need to. And I mentioned the weight, and that's a big one because when you're panning at an air show or something like that for 2, 3, 4 hours without a break, you're going to get tired. So, weight does matter. In past years, when I had the DSLR before I went all mirrorless, I did try like a 200 to 400 lens, which, some of my favorite images from aviation are from that lens, but it is heavy. It is a beast when you're panning left to right or right to left or whatever. So That's one that I found for me personally, you know, I would get tired quickly and I would have to kind of moderate, you know, how long I was going to be doing that. So I'm glad that I have the 400, 4.5 now. It's a much lighter lens and I can do that, you know, all day long without, without too much fatigue at all. So, that's what I use for aviation. And those are the reasons why, for wildlife, I have a tendency to carry, three lenses, the 14 to 24, the 24 to 70, and the big one, which is the 600 f4. All of those play a different role. Sometimes I like to do like an environmental portrait of the animal in its surroundings, including, you know, mountains or sky or trees, whatever the case may be. And, you know, wide angle lenses are sometimes a little bit better for that. When I really, really want to kind of zoom in on the animal, then the 600 f4 is just an amazingly, amazingly tack sharp lens. And I love the new version of that 600 f4 because it has a teleconverter built in. And with the flip of a switch, you can go from 600 millimeters at f4 to 840 millimeters f5.6. And honestly, most of my wildlife photographs are not shot completely wide open. They're, you know, around f5.6 or even sometimes f8 for that matter. So the 600 does a great job of that. It is light enough where you can handhold occasionally if you need to, where you know, a tripod can't be utilized, but I prefer mounting it on a tripod with a gimbal or something like that. It's definitely gets to be a heavier lens over time, but man, it is an amazingly sharp lens. I can't sing the praises of that enough for wildlife. And then for landscape, there's a lot of choices here for landscape. And the ones that I gravitate towards are, of course, the 14 to 24, the 24 to 70. I've used the 70 to 200, and I've also used, you know, the 400 f4.5 and even the 600 to kind of zoom in and isolate particular parts of the landscape on that. So kind of brings it in a little bit more intimately and picks out pieces of it. But I would say that if I had to gravitate toward three, it would be the 14 to 24, the 70 to 200 would be the pretty go-to ones that I would done. I've done another podcast on why I reach for a specific lens and what goes into that for my thinking. So, you know, you can definitely look up to that. I think it's called Which Lens to Choose or something like that. But it's definitely on my website on there. So that was my answer to him when he asked why I choose what I choose and why I shoot what I shoot. And so I know it's different for other photographers that may need different f-stops, different focal lengths and things like that based on their particular genres and things like that. So I do think it is specific and not all lenses are going to work in all genres. There is crossover, of course, where some lenses might be multi-purpose across different areas of interest, and that's fine. But I hope this podcast kind of gets your thinking going on, like, okay, what is my specific genre? What do I gravitate towards? And then maybe taking a peek at some of your favorite photographers and things like that on what they like to shoot and what lenses they use, and then see if maybe that fits into the budget and your workflow so that it could help, you know, move your photography forward. Versus if you're a newbie or beginner, just kind of shooting, you know, the kit lenses, which are a great place to start now. But, you know, you may want to kind of up your game a little bit, and that's one way to kind of go about that. So I thank everybody for listening. I appreciate the support of the podcast and that so far. So I will keep making these short little 10 to 15 minute podcast as long as I continue to get questions in the in basket or find worthwhile topics and things like that. So thanks everybody for listening. Be sure to check me out on the web. patrickcomptusphotography.com. I am running some specials right now on my website where you can get 20% off prints if you go and subscribe to my newsletter. So be sure to check that out. And you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. And I always call it Twitter, but it's transitioned to X now. So please join. And I will be happy to reciprocate that as well. So thanks, everybody. Have a great day. And I hope that your photography keeps moving forward.